Thank you for calling SBO Logistics. This is Courtney speaking. How can I help you?
Courtney, this is John Phipps, and we're trying to make telephone connections here on getting an time to set up for an installation on a a cooktop stove, or I guess that's what you call them, cooktop. You know what the hell they are. Anyway, and we're trying to get an installation set up. Someone's supposed to come out to do the measuring, but we got to get on this fairly quickly. And y'all have been super today, really super all day long, calling, making connections and communication. Starting to slip a little bit here lately, but no big deal.
Can I have the account number?
I don't even have it down here. I just got all these notes coming here today. Oh, for God's sakes. Hell,
yeah,
hold on. I got to hide it up. Damned. Not your fault. I'm cussing at me, okay? So where's the account number of all this crap? The gentleman needs an account number. Courtney, we're looking it up right now. My wife's trying to find it.
Okay, if you don't have it, I can look it up by your telephone number.
Okay, well, okay, good. 706-468-9186. We got it. So, get that stupid cat.
All right, just bear with me one moment. Take a minute or two to pull up, so just
I'm
bear with me, okay?
I'm cat, not you. Okay?
I understand, sir.
Is it in here? No, that's okay. He's got it by using the phone number. Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Just bear with me.
No, I set the phone down. That's why I said hello.
They're still searching.
Yeah. They're supposed to just come out and do some measuring or stuff because it's a stovetop. And we started off this morning and everyone talked was getting this done. And some lady named Lynn, Installation Lynn, will call area manager and try to get time. Will give us the call back, and the note was, if we haven't heard a call, to call you guys. So Home Depot girl was Camara, I believe, said to give Lynn some time, and I guess I don't know how much time she needs, some time, and then call her back. I'm doing that right now.
All right, so just bear with me one moment. He's still searching by the telephone number.
Pardon? Okay, you got it? Okay. Yeah, the purchases. Well, everything was started on February 6th.
Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify the address for me?
I forgot. John Phipps, F-I-P-P-S.
Thank you for that. And your address, sir?
20 Quail Court. Monticello, Georgia, 31064.
All right, give me one moment. Let's see. All right, let's see.
Yes, sir. Am I
all
getting
right.
The name right, Courtney?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll make sure.
All right, so
okay, Courtney.
Let's see.
All the chaos that goes on around here, I'm surprised I got something right.
Let me see what day we have available for you.
It's got to be very quickly because of the situation with the current stove. That's why we're saying this must be expedited. We got a phone. We got the current range is a hazard. We know that. We've been told that by a couple of the people come out here and inspect for American Home Shield, And so we got to get this thing done quickly.
All right, which I understand. It's not even showing me our data that's available.
It's too far out there. I'll just cancel the whole darn thing. I tell you, I got to get this done. And y'all been super today, really. Very good. Now all of a sudden we're getting this possibly back to no win, whatever. And, then I got to deal with American Home Shield after I get through dealing with Home Depot. And we got my mother-in-law is in our house, and she's in home hospice, and she's got, they're saying anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months, maybe somewhere in that neighborhood. She's 95, so it's catching up with her.
All right, Azra, I do apologize because it's not giving me a closer time frame. The only thing... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I apologize for interrupting you.
I was saying the only thing I can possibly do at this moment is to send an email over to see if we can possibly see if we can get you scheduled sooner.
You better get scheduled very quickly. This is not a threat. It'd be a problem. I'll just go somewhere else. I mean, this should be done. And we've explained the urgency of the situation. Normally, I'm a very accommodating person. I've lived in life. Sales was a big part of my life. My sales and marketing company, which I owned, we always ride with whatever we have to. But this situation, we've expressed from the very beginning of the necessity to expedite the entire situation and get it done. And at the point right now, we can't wait weeks and weeks. That won't happen. I promise you that will not happen. We'll just simply cancel the order and go somewhere else. And then we already paid you $69, which we weren't supposed to, at least not by American Home Shield, not by their rules, but that's, you know, you guys did what y'all were supposed to do. Like I said, we have no complaints at this point, but if I don't get something done quickly, we are going to have a complaint.
I do apologize because in my day is not giving me any day sooner. Measurement.
I understand what you. I got the bottom line. What was the beginning of what you said, Courtney?
It's not giving me a day as of right now. They haven't assigned your order. They haven't assigned your order to a technician as of yet.
Okay, I'm going to make a suggestion to you, okay? You find somebody that can get it done. We've been on this all day. I started this morning, I think about 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, calling the number I guess it's the online number or something. And then it started from there, and things were rolling pretty fairly smoothly. But then this afternoon, I was not here. My wife had to phone calls back and forth. So I'm going to make strong suggestion. You get on the phone and you find somebody to get someone out here. And because I'm sure I can pick up the phone and go somewhere else and find somebody can do it. I don't want to do that. I want to get this done. We've already got this much invested in it. Right now, $69, which we'll have to, have returned to us. That being said, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm suggesting to you somebody better get that done, and I think your job would be to get on the phone and find someone so we can get this thing expeditiously completed. Because now after this, I don't have to fight with American Home Service to make sure they get the money, the check, or get everything done on their end, because I'll tell you right now, we still have them, but we probably won't keep them after this. We'll probably get rid of them. They're not the neatest people to deal with sometimes. But I expect more out of Home Depot.
And again, I do apologize about that, sir. The only thing I can do at this point is send information over.
I need an answer by today. Somebody was going to give us an answer today. This young lady, let me see what her name is here. I'm reading my wife's handwriting, which is pretty cool. Blah, 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 blah. She's trying to get the Home Depot girl. Kamara said to give Lynn sometime. Now, Lynn, I assume you know who I'm talking about. Lynn, sometime, and then call her back. I'm doing that right now. She's not got a whole lot of time left. I need something done. I need a commitment. I need a time. We have got to schedule everything because CNA coming in every day. We have a nurse coming in. Every now and then a stupid social worker shows up. They come in occasionally. I don't know what the hell they do. But anyway, so we are on a tight schedule. It's a 7:24 for us, but we got to get this done and get it done quickly. And I understand. Apologies, I don't accept apologies unless I'm, you know, unless it comes from my wife, which is very seldom because she doesn't have to apologize. I do apologize, but I want results. That's all I want. In my business, we didn't say we were sorry. We got results done, and we kept going. So that's what I want done here. So if you would please get on the phone, go get on the – whatever it is you do, you know, however you do your job, expedite this thing. It must be done fairly quickly. I got to have a definite date, and I got to have it quickly. Okay?
Well, sir, we have not assigned your order to technician as yet. Only thing I can do is send the information over, so we can go ahead and get assigned to a technician and go ahead and get you scheduled.
Okay, I'm telling you one more time. I don't like repeating myself. Number one, you have $69 of my money already. $69 already of my money you have. Okay? Now, I don't have anything to show for that at this moment. I'm telling you the urgency of the situation. I'm not, this is not the old, crying wolf. We have a situation that must be, and this is critical to the situation that we have. Now, y'all got the money pretty damn quick, but you haven't done anything else. Nothing. Zero. Now, I know that I think that was done on a Saturday, so, you know, Sunday, nobody, you know, y'all didn't work, whatever. So I need to get, if I don't get a call by the end of the day from someone, I'm certainly thinking about going somewhere else. That's not a definite, but I'm thinking about going and doing something somewhere else. So if you can get on there, I don't care about what they have it assigned. I don't understand what is involved in that. I know they got the money. They got the $69. They know the product. They know that what has to be done. And now this is Tuesday, and we need to get something done, and I mean quickly. So that's, like I say, you're doing your job. And this is
okay,
not
sir.
You're not doing your job, okay?
And, sir, I understand where you're coming from. But we don't get paid until we actually do the service. You pay Home Depot, and we have to assign your order to a technician and then get you scheduled.
Oh, no. The $69 was on a debit card. It's already gone through the bank.
Right. That was through Home Depot, not through us. We don't get paid until we complete the service.
What the shit is this about?
We're the installation company. We're the third party from Home Depot. We're not Home Depot.
Okay, then. I'll go find somebody that will have it if I can't get this. I realize this was complicated. This is the first I've heard of this being a third party. And this is, if I got to go through the damn, around the perimeter to get something done, just this is ridiculous. Because we weren't told this. Not that it would have affected anything. We would have assumed that's what was done and would be done quickly. Now, you get on the phone or get on your, whatever it is y'all do, okay, and have a technician get something done and give us a call. This Lynn has not called back yet. And we're giving her time because I assume her hours are probably 8 to 5, whatever, I don't know, don't care. But anyway, I need a call today from somebody, okay? And I appreciate you, like I said, if y'all can get something done, then I call home. I don't complain to you. I'll call Home Depot and just say, close it, keep the damn appliance, and I'll go somewhere else and get it. There are other stores who have them, and that can be done. But anyway, listen, I appreciate your frankness up front, but get this done as quickly as you can, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got a feeling this is not going to work out. I don't know. I got a bad feeling about this, but that's okay. You have a good day, Courtney. Be careful out there.
You too as well. Thank you for calling SPO Logistics. You have a great day.